I'm Madeline Brand. It's Friday, and once again, we're joined by one of the smartest men in politics, NPR's own Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday for a look at what the political talk shows will be talking about this weekend. So John Kerry is back on the campaign trail, Juan. He raised $11 million last night at a dinner in Washington. And I just want to play you a piece of tape from that dinner where everyone who is anyone in the Democratic Party was attending.
I was going to ask, I missed President Clinton as he came out. And I wanted to ask both President Clinton and President Carter, what are you doing every night for the next 8 months?
So it seems that the party is firmly behind Kerry.
Oh, without a doubt. And they were really happy last night. It was sort of a voluble, peppy pep rally type of situation, Madeline. I was there, and I got to tell you, they were just bubbling over excitement, in part because they raised $11 million to add to Kerry's campaign coffers, and they opened a new headquarters here in Washington for the Democratic Party. So the Democrats are at the moment riding a high.
And what is Kerry going to be doing over the next few weeks to keep this momentum?
Well, it's a real challenge because it's still the case that President Bush's campaign has a far larger treasury to pay for TV ads and the like. But what also happened yesterday was the Dean endorsement. Howard Dean endorsed him. I think he's going to try to play on that with especially young voters and people who may have been disaffected. And he's gotten endorsements from the United Auto Workers and from AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. The UAW endorsement is significant because it comes with strength in states such as Michigan, Ohio, Missouri, that are absolutely swing states, key states for the outcome of this election. And I think Kerry's going to make sure that he is there on the ground thanking people in those states for the UAW endorsement.
Now, he must also be benefiting from the testimony we heard this week before the 9/11 Commission, particularly that of Richard Clark. How damaging was that for the Bush campaign?
Well, you know, I think, Madeline, rather than listen to me, I think you should really watch and see how the Bush White House responded, which was to begin an all-out response assault on Richard Clark. It's not only that the president responded, the vice president responded, Condoleezza Rice, who had given some testimony to the 9/11 Commission, now says she will testify again, although it will not be under oath. So what you're seeing from the White House is that they took this very seriously, beginning on Sunday night when Clark appeared on 60 Minutes, and then throughout the week when he appeared before the 9/11 Commission.
Now, there was also a bit of fun and frivolity in Washington this past week at the Washington Press Corps dinner, which you attended, I understand?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I was sitting back-to-back with Donald Trump, who was Bill O'Reilly's guest.
And did he fire you?
No, but everybody kept coming up to him and repeating those words, "You're fired."
And this is an annual event where the president actually gets to make fun of himself, do a little comedy routine. How did that go over?
Well, it went over pretty well at the dinner because what the president did was he had a slideshow. And in this slideshow, it was facetious, Madeline. What he said, you know, he had pictures of himself, for example, looking under his desk, looking out in the Rose Garden and saying, "Huh, where are those weapons of mass destruction?" And there was generally laughter from the crowd. But subsequently, on CNN and in some other venues in the media, people have been complaining that the president's making light of a very serious matter, the search for weapons of mass destruction. So now the White House is saying, listen, you'd have to understand the context and that the American people shouldn't misinterpret it. And at the end of that slideshow, he got serious and showed pictures of himself meeting with the troops over Thanksgiving in Iraq and even scenes from the devastation of 9/11.
NPR's Juan Williams, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Madeline.
I'm Madeline Brand.